Haywire.
Haywire.
Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Stacey Lee Savage, Bundaberg, Queensland.
Better value, better savings.
Luring, the taste.
Real hits of spring.
Boyfriends, girlfriends, television, music. Internet, clothes.
But I found something new and more exciting.
Sex, drinking.
Got the beer, where's the condom?
Party.
The party starts in cinemas.
Drugs.
If you try to give up smoking before.
Makeup.
I see my skin transformed.
It's a beautiful thing.
Sport, school, work, grades, parents, friends, enemies, brothers, sisters, image.
Want the latest stuff?
It's worth paying a little extra for.
Fat-free real potato chips.
I'm glad you like
things that make you go...
Why do all these things mean so much to us? Because we're told that they do. Because society tells us this is how we should act and this is how we should feel. Please don't think outside the box. You see Mattel everywhere, with the right guy, wearing the right clothes, at the right party, full of people who are just as beautiful as they are. We tend to notice this type of person more. We tend to talk about them behind their back. Why? Because while we don't believe in everything they do and say, and while most of us, personality-wise, don't want to be them, to some degree we would like to be them. Not them as a person, but them as a figure. Their looks. To be able to look like that in the morning, to be able to talk to guys as easily as they do. In a way, you could say we being the not so good looking, are jealous of them. And I guess some of us are, but it's also because some of us know how the world works. The real truth is, you are born, you go through childhood, you become a teenager, you date, you go a little wild, but not too wild. You go to university, you do well, then you get the job, you get the man, and you have the children. You live happily ever after. For the smarter ones, this is easy, and for the pretty, it's even easier. But what about the rest of us? What about the people who aren't so smart and who aren't so pretty? Where does that leave us? That leaves us typing the letters the company managers write, delivering the posh catalogues to people in houses who can afford it, maybe even the same job you were at age 16, behind a grill flipping burgers. We get hints that the world isn't perfect, and that these dreams we have really only do happen in fairy tales. The pressure of doing well for yourself, the pressure of doing what your parents want you to do, and the pressure of doing what society has always told us was right, scares the shit out of almost every teenager I know. What if we can't get that minimum wage job? What if our children go to school hungry? What if that perfect he or she leaves us? As I walk outside, the cool breeze hits my face, and I see the small glow of a cane fire in the distance. That's right, I come from a small town. And I think about the same things that you, being from the city, think about. It's not harder nor easier to grow up in the country. We're still scared, we're still human, and we're still going through one of the most difficult periods of our lives. We are teenagers.
The party starts in cinemas.